Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Watt Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on Instagram at 2Nonsense1. That's 2Nonsense and the number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2 Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join that group. Post up. We'd love to have you. This here is a non-sports episode. We did the sports episode just a few minutes ago.
Since I have, I'm on the air and I have no choice, did you post the other episode so I can share it?
I have not posted it yet.
Okay. I didn't know, so.
No. I ain't posted it yet.
Y'all will get it.
Y'all will get it. I'm actually probably going to post it while we're recording this
episode. You going to tell them all that? They get it when they get it. I'm just asking so I can post it.
They get it when they get it.
Yeah, man.
You know? But, yeah, man, today's episode, we really don't know what we're going to talk about.
Because, once again, y'all ain't asked no questions like what I've been asking. So, you know.
But
just throwing that out there.
We do know that we're going to talk the Eminem album. We're going to do a little bit of a review of that.
Yes, I've listened to it 3 times.
I've listened to it twice. You know, so we're going to get into that. We're going to play a little game of Would You Rather. Because we got the cards out again. We do that when we don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about. And whatever happens, happens, man. This is one of those episodes. It is what it is. But before we get into the Eminem album, and the Eminem album is called Music to be Murdered By. It was a surprise drop. He dropped that joint. What was it, Friday? Or it was Thursday midnight, something like that.
Thursday midnight.
Before we get into that, man, the
It's one of my 3 required albums to review for the year.
Oh, what are your other?
Whatever Styles P drops.
Whatever Styles P drops.
And the Green Day.
And Green Day. Okay, yeah. We did talk about the Green Day one. We're going to try to. I forget what. That comes out in like February.
Yeah, so next month.
We're going to look out for that. But over this past week, the Songwriters Hall of Fame nominees were. The inductees were announced.
For what Hall of Fame?
The Songwriters Hall of Fame.
What the fuck is that?
The Songwriters Hall of Fame is specifically for people who write songs. Like, you're a songwriter.
I've never heard of it.
You've never heard of the Songwriters Hall of Fame?
So,
no. Notable people that's in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Marvin Gaye, Tom Petty, Elvis Costello, Berry Gordy, Babyface.
Basically anybody who's wrote a fucking song.
That's wrote good songs.
There's people who write tons of good songs. Like,
yeah, but these people is like over your entire career. But Jermaine Dupri, Jay-Z, Missy Elliott are also in there. So
is Neo in there? Because Neo ghost wrote for like mad people.
Neo is not in there as of yet. And the reason being is all of the people that I just named just went into the hall since 2016. So it's one of those ones where it take you a while to get into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So all of these people from 2016 to now went in. Missy Elliott went in last year, 2019.
The fuck did she write?
She wrote a lot of songs. She wrote a lot of the Aaliyah songs. She write her own songs.
I thought R. Kelly wrote Aaliyah shit.
No, not all of her. Like when she was...
Is R. Kelly in?
R. Kelly is not in.
Then that's a fucking crime. I know.
It's not a crime.
I know he did some foul shit.
I don't think it's a... But again,
no.
All of these people that I named, it's been 2016 is when Marvin Gaye went in.
I'm just saying. I know R. Kelly did some foul shit.
Yeah.
But he wrote some... He got some hits, dog.
Yeah, he might not get in.
He got like, some hits,
like,
dog.
Like, Babyface didn't go in until 2017. Like... That's how long it took Babyface to get in. Berry Gordy didn't get in until Babyface got in 2017. Berry Gordy been writing songs since the fucking 70s, dog. Like, you know.
He been writing songs before that.
Yeah. So, like, that's how long it takes you to get in. But the people that got in, that's going in this year, the Isley Brothers are going in.
Okay.
Pharrell and the Neptunes are getting in.
You put them in before R. Kelly?
R. Kelly might not make, make it ever. I'm not saying. I know saying. He gets a foul shit, but he might not make it ever. But this was a name that surprised me. Mariah Carey is going in to the Songwriters Hall of Fame this
year. I can't judge Mariah Carey because I don't know what she did and didn't write. Yeah. She has hits on top of hits.
Right.
I don't know what she did and didn't write.
Yeah. So, but that's what we got there. So, the Isley Brothers going into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, the Neptunes, Steve Miller, and Mariah Carey were announced for the Songwriters Hall of Fame this year. So, congratulations to those guys. It's an accomplishment.
Yes, congratulations to a Hall of Fame I've never heard of until now.
They've been doing the Songwriters Hall of Fame since 1970.
It sounds like the WWE Hall of Fame been going longer. Because I've heard about that. And they post their shit on TV. So,
but the Songwriters Hall of Fame, it's not on television.
Of course it's not.
You're not going to have this on TV.
Of course it's
but
not.
But it is a prestigious
award. That's why award. Nobody's ever heard of it.
But it is a prestigious award.
Okay.
For to be, you know.
Yeah, hey, if you're writing music and they shot you
they
out.
They acknowledge you for your writing of your music.
Good man. For you. I'm just saying, I ain't never heard of it.
Because we know this nigga Jay-Z, his shit is taught in colleges. They teach his lyrics in college.
Is Pac in the Hall of Fame? Because we all know Pac wrote all his shit.
I ain't go back past 2016. Like, I ain't really go back, so I don't know.
Okay.
I can't say he is or he isn't.
Then that's probably a solid no.
What you mean? I didn't go back that
just
far.
Just because you didn't go back doesn't mean you didn't put him in.
No. Because they're a website, right? You got to click on each year to see who was in. I clicked like 4 years and I was like, all right, I'm done. I ain't clicking back every year.
That's fine. Yeah. Give me the website. I will research this during the podcast just to see if Pac is in.
All you got to do is put in Songwriters Hall of Fame into Google. It'll come up.
Okay.
Should be later the first website, Songwriters Hall of Fame. Like, I don't know. I just went through the first like 4 years. So, but I just felt like we should get him a little shout out being that we're going to be talking music.
Okay.
Now, like I said, the Eminem album, Music to be Murdered By. I have no idea why the fuck he called it this shit. Like, is music to be murdered by? Like, I'm being murdered by your music, or are you killing me while I listen to your music?
Yo, I can't answer that for you.
It's just, all of a sudden, he just come out.
Finish him!
And then it's a
fatality.
Like, it's music to be murdered by. Now, you say you listened to this joint a couple times.
Yes, I did.
But before we get into that, I also got something else.
Okay.
So, Anthony Fantano, the needle drop. He calls himself...
Who? What? Who?
Anthony Fantano. He calls himself the internet's busiest music nerd. Dude listens to hella music. And he reviews a lot of music. He released his top 200 albums of the decade. You know, he had some D'Angelo in there. He had some Frank Ocean in there. He had Big Crit in there. He had a Tribe Called Quest in that thing. Run the Jewels. Of course, he had King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. He had that. He had Killer Mike in there. He had some Beyonce, some Lizzo, some Waka Flocka Flame. He had Pusha T, Solange, Jay-Z, Drake, The Weeknd, Mac Miller. He didn't have a Styles P album, though.
Of course he didn't.
He did review a Styles P album, though.
I don't care.
So he listens to him. He just didn't have him in the top 200. Not credible.
Jay-Z went in 2017.
Yeah. But back to the M album. You listen to the joint. You say you listened to it a couple times. I took a deep dive into it. The first song on the joint, the intro, Premonition. What'd you think of that song? The intro joint.
I loved it.
This track was produced by Dr. Dre. So he produced the intro. I thought he was spitting on that joint. I like that first song.
Yeah, it's an intro.
I like that first joint. It opened us up, warmed us up into the album, got us into it. He did, however, every so often, okay, M gives so you a...
fuck this list. Tupac is not in, and they put Jay-Z in. Come on. That's like putting Cardi B in and not Snoop. So.
You went back. How far you went back?
I just went to as far back as the 2000s. Pac died in 96. Mm. So, I started at 2000. I know they ain't put him in before that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like I said, it take a while to get in, man.
It shouldn't take
a while to get in.
You put Jay-Z in there, but not Pac. And Pac wrote all his own shit.
Jay-Z wrote all his own shit.
Okay, mm-hmm. Pac died in 96. Yeah. Jay-Z is still alive.
Right.
It's not like you didn't have time to review his shit.
Yeah, when they teaching your shit in colleges, though, man.
What are they teaching? What are they teaching? How to steal people's rhymes? Because as soon as Big died, he stole all Big's rhymes.
They teach the bad shit in college, man. They teach his lyrics in colleges.
I don't know why. So
it is what it is, man.
Why? Because he's now a... Is he a billionaire?
Technically, yes. Technically, he is a billionaire. Yeah.
That's why you're in, because your rhymes ain't that great. Come on, let's be real.
I don't have nothing to do with that, man. I don't got nothing to do with that.
I'm just saying.
I think the dude, he raps pretty good, man. He's decent. He's not bad.
I'm not questioning his skill. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying, your shit ain't better than Pox.
Right. We'll get back to this album now.
Yeah.
You all right, bro?
Go ahead,
so
man.
So, like I said, in the first song...
You couldn't even fuck with the white boy. Because when you put the white boy on your track, he shitted on you. And then you never put him on another track again. Ever again. Ever.
Right.
I'm just pointing that out. So, here we continue.
So, like I said, the first song, the Premonition joint, produced by Dr. Dre. I thought that was a pretty dope song. But it always have some, like, lads where you be like, bro, I can't even believe you said that shit. Like, why you say that? Like, one of his bars in the joint was, I'm still as fly as your zipper. Why? Why? I was just laughing at that. Like, yo.
I'm going to say you went more in depth with this than I did.
Yeah.
I've listened to it 3 times, and I can say what I do and don't like, depending upon what I hear.
Right. So, after Premonition, the next song on there was Unaccompanied.
Okay.
Featuring Young M.A.
Whoever the fuck you are, Antoine told me you was a girl. Yeah, I did not know that. Sorry, bitch.
The lesbian girl.
Nigga, you suck. You suck. You failed on an Eminem track.
You didn't like the Unaccompanied?
No. It failed. She, he, whatever. I don't know what you are.
You know,
You didn't like
when she came on and said she like a bitch to wobble wobble. Shake it, break it.
It failed on the track. Cause I asked you. Yes. When I got into your car.
Yeah.
Find this track. With this one person who was featured on there who had the first verse that was absolutely garbage and damn near fucked up the track.
Uh-huh.
And you found it for me.
Off time.
And it was this person.
Yeah. I knew exactly who you were talking about because you said they went first and it was whack. And then I was like, yo, Royce went first on like half the joints that he was on. So I was like, it couldn't have been Royce you was talking about.
No, I know Royce.
Yeah, that's why I was like, hold up. The only person I know went first, it was another song over here with Anderson .Paak, but he ain't rapping. He was a singer. So I was like, wait a minute. He got to be talking about this Young M.A. joint. But yeah, man, Young M.A., she was featured on the unaccompanied track.
I thought it was Migos. I'm sorry to the Migos, even though I still think you put out trash. But I don't think it's that bad.
You don't think it's as bad as this one?
Nah.
You know?
Nah. So, because this shit was, it wasn't on beat. It ain't make no sense. And I'm just sitting here like, why did Eminem do this to us?
Why did he do this? You know? I mean, she came out there, you know,
she came out there and did what?
She was like, you know, she like a bitch to wobble wobble. Shake it, shake it. Break it, break it. Nigga, we made it, made it. They hate it, hate it.
We didn't like that in the late 90s. So
she, you know, she was out that joint, man. She was like, she going Drake mode. You know what I'm saying? She do right and kill everything.
Yeah. Drake write better shit than that. And I don't even like Drake.
She was like, she in Wayne mode, dog. She was in Lil Wayne mode. She was like, what up, Marshall? You know, she was in that thing. She was trying to get it. She was like, neck wet, big drip. I'm in rain mode. I'm actually looking at the lyrics. People probably like, yo, you remember all this shit? Nah, I'm actually just looking at the lyrics. This shit just, it's bad. But that's how he opened the album
it with her. It sounds worse when you listen to it.
I'm saying it better than she said
it. I'm just saying. Because when you're saying that there's no beat to it, you hear right. A beat to it, and she ain't on a beat to it, it just makes it sound that much worse.
Yeah, so, you know, Young M.A., she opened it up, the album, with the unaccompanied, but M was spitting on this joint.
M spit hot fire after that, because he knew he had to come up with some shit, because he put some bitch on there who can't rhyme.
You know, so, he was out the joint, he was giving it to you.
And I'm not judging you, whoever you are, young whoever.
Young M.A.
I'm not judging you on your career, however short it may be. I'm judging you on this track. M put you on the track, and you fucked it up. To me, you fucked up your career.
So she fucked up her career?
Yeah, man. When M put you on the track, you're supposed to spit. You're supposed to spit. Like, come on.
So
come on. Lil Wayne spit the best shit of his career when he was rhyming with M. Jay-Z tried. You know?
The Jay-Z verse was a pretty solid verse, man. He just got out-rapped.
What
man.
Did I just say? I said Jay-Z tried.
He spit some good shit.
I didn't say he spit bad. I said he tried.
He tried to bring himself up to the level of Eminem.
He's not on the level of M. I said he tried. That's what I said. I didn't say nothing bad about it. Jay-Z, I just said he tried.
And that actually was Jay-Z's track.
I know that was Jay-Z's track. And he got shitted on his own track. That's why he never did another track with Eminem, because he said, I can't compete with the white boy.
Yeah.
I'm just going to talk shit about him afterwards.
Yeah. So the next song after that was You Gonna Learn, featuring Royce da 5'9".
You Gonna Learn Today.
Featuring Royce da 5'9". It was actually produced by Royce M. and Louis Resso. Louis Resso is a producer that M used back in the day. Him and Dr. Dre was his primary producers. So it's good to see him going back to the boys. I like this song too.
It was good.
I felt like Royce came out. This was one of those on this album.
Royce and Eminem together cannot put out a bad track.
Right. But this was one of those ones where M was actually sticking to the subject of the song. I know a lot of the tracks on here, he was just spitting just to be spitting, but this was one of the ones where he was sticking to the subject of the song, you know, where they were talking about, you know, their childhood and things like that. You know, this is a pretty dope track. I like that one. After that, we got a little interlude called Alfred. This was just some British dude coming on, talking about, you know,
posing as Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah, posing as Alfred Hitchcock. talking about this is music to be murdered by. Then we went into the track Those Kind of Nights with Ed Sheeran.
I thought it would have been a lot better compared to the last one they put out together.
Yeah, the last song they put out together was a little bit better.
River, I think was the name of it.
Yeah.
This song was fire.
Yeah, that song was fire. This song wasn't that bad, but
I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just holding it to the standards of the last one.
Yeah. So yeah, the last song that they did together was a little bit better. Then we get to the song In Too Deep. This song I didn't actually like.
I don't even remember it.
That's why I didn't like that one. This was one of those ones where, you know, he was talking about a past relationship. I think it was, again, talking about Kim or something. I don't know. He was talking about a past relationship and, you know, talking about he's not happy with the girl he's with and he'd rather have you because he know that you're not happy with, you know, the person you with.
Yeah, is it a song you skip? Next one.
Yeah, it was one of those ones where you're just like, I'm good next with this track. One. And In Too Deep, after that, it was Godzilla featuring Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD did the hook. Juice WRLD was actually a rapper that he died this past year from an overdose. So M got him on this.
Okay, stop doing drugs, and the song wasn't bad.
Yeah, this was a pretty good song. At first, when I saw Juice WRLD being featured on the joint, I thought we was going to have another Young M.A. situation on here because Juice WRLD's not that good. He wasn't that good of an artist to me. But he did his thing on his hook. It wasn't bad. And in the third verse, M just went off rapping like super duper fast. This was the track where he was rapping like a mile a minute. He was like, whoa.
I will say I love that shit.
Yeah,
I love that shit. As a Bone Thugs fan, Twista fan, and whoever else spits like that, yeah, Tech N9ne. I love that shit.
Yeah, Snow can.
I can't say it, but I can understand it.
Yeah, Snow the product can reach you know, that level too.
Luda, Busta,
You know, it's a lot of them out there that can do it. But it's different from just doing it and doing it well and actually saying
something. And actually saying something.
You know?
Like, I can understand it. So if you ain't saying shit, I'm going to call you out. You ain't saying shit.
Yeah. But, and he actually, in this thing, he said he's obliterating, in that long-ass verse where he was spitting fast, he said he's obliterating everything. He incinerate them and he renegade them. Going back to his verse that he had on the song Renegade with Jay-Z.
Yes, when he killed Jay-Z.
I noticed that little shot that he said in that joint. Like, yo, he ain't even had to do that.
Yeah, he did. Because Jay-Z always talks about that. Eminem ain't shit.
Yeah. So, we got that. Then after that, we had this track, Darkness. Darkness was basically speaking of mass shootings. He was basically talking about the Las Vegas.
I really like this song.
This song was good. It ain't got a video to it too.
Man. I know.
If you check that shit out, man, this is a good song. I really like this song.
We have a coworker, obviously, who's not an Eminem fan, who didn't like this shit. Obviously, because I assume because he didn't understand the meaning of it.
He didn't understand the meaning of the song.
Yeah. Cause he does is listen to Nas, and Nas to me ain't.
Nah, this song was great. This song was great. Yeah. This is a really good song, and he basically put himself in the mind frame of the shooter.
Yes,
and saying that this is why I did this. I mean, it could be rhetoric. It could be something that he made up. But he's basically saying that this dude was on drugs. He's down on his luck. He's feeling bad about himself, and this is why he did what he did. And this song was actually, again, was one of those ones. This was produced by Royce da 5'9" as well. M. Royce and Louis Russo.
I ain't gonna lie.
This song.
The first time I listened to it, I was like, I don't like this shit. But then I listened to it like 2-3 other times, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
When you finally get
it. Okay.
You know. After that, we got Leaving Heaven featuring Skylar Grey.
She's got a nice voice.
Yeah. This was one of those take it or leave it songs for me. I mean, it wasn't a bad song, but it's one of those songs where it's like, I could have did without this joint, but I ain't mad that it's on. Like, it's okay. So.
Yeah, it's fine. Okay.
You know. After that, my personal opinion, the best song on the album, Ya-Ya featuring Royce da 5'9", Black Thought,
and Q-Tip. The first time I heard this, I didn't know what to think, but then I listened to it. I was like, oh, okay, this is a banger.
This is a banger. This joint. And I'm not even trying to disrespect nobody, but I think Black Thought had the best verse on this whole entire album with his verse, dog.
He did.
Like, his verse was crazy. And for those who don't know who Black Thought is, Black Thought is the lead dude of The Roots. He's the rapper in The Roots.
YouTube him. You'll find a 10-minute freestyle or some shit.
You'll find plenty of freestyles with him. But Royce opened up the track, and Royce was going. And I was like, oh, this joint. But not only that, the hook and the sample in the joint. Where did Ya-Ya-Ya joint come from? Is that
Busta Rhymes.
Yeah. Why the fuck was I thinking?
That's that woo-ha.
Got you all in check.
Yeah.
You know, so, and Q-Tip on the hook. I ain't even realized that was Q-Tip on the hook for him. I had to go actually look at the track list and saw that he was on the hook. But Royce opens the joint up, killing it. And then Black Thought comes on the joint and killed it. I thought this was the best verse on the whole album, in my opinion. But M didn't slouch on the joint. It ain't like
he couldn't slouch.
Yeah,
when you got that firepower on the track, you can't slouch.
This was my favorite track,
especially off the whole album. It's your track.
Yeah, but this is my favorite track off the whole album. I didn't listen to the. I know I told you I listened to the whole album like twice, mm-hmm. but I listened to this song like 10 times.
that's fair.
This is my joint. Then after that, we got the song. Well, we got the Stepdad intro. And then we got the song Stepdad.
I hated it too. I understand it. It's some personal shit for him, but I didn't like it.
I hated this song. I did not like that song at all. It's one of those ones that I'm gonna skip every single time, and I'm going on to the next song, Marsh. My name is Marshall. I'm out of this world. I don't know why I like these types of songs for him. It's like it take you back to that Slim Shady LP joint, mm-hmm. that, you know, take you back to that, do you like violence?
For me, like, every Eminem song that gets too personal, I hate them shits.
Yeah.
Like, everybody likes Cleaning Out Your Closet. I hated that shit.
No, I liked Cleaning Out Your Closet.
I hated that shit.
The Stepdad one, the delivery of this song, that song just wasn't great.
I hated that. He did a song about his mom either. Not the last album, but 2 albums ago.
Mm-hmm.
I hated that shit.
Yeah. But the song Marsh, Hi, My Name is Marshall, I'm Out of This World. Yo, that song was great. I like that one. The next song on there, another song produced by Dr. Dre called Never Love Again. That's another one of those hidden songs.
I truthfully don't remember it, so.
That's another one of those hit and miss joints. It wasn't bad, but I could do without it. I ain't mad that it's on. I wouldn't be mad if it's on. You know, it's not a skippable joint, but it's whatever. After that is Little Engine. He's got the intro from the Alfred Hitchcock guy on that song, and you know. He making the fucking noises. The Little Engine room, 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 room.
See, for me, I don't remember the songs like that, only because, like I told you, yeah, when I downloaded them, they weren't in order of how you're reading them off. So I can't, they don't hit me like that. Unless it was either really good or really trash, I don't remember it.
Yeah. But that was the one where he's making all the noises. I think I can get a snippet of it for you real quick.
You don't have to waste your time.
You know, but that one was, that's one of those ones. It's okay. It's not a bad track. Up next after that is a song with Anderson .Paak called Lock It Up. It's where Anderson .Paak's singing on a joint.
That was pretty good.
I like this track. This is a pretty good joint right there. Anderson .Paak is growing to be one of my favorite new artists right now. This guy he really puts in work. Good singer. This was produced by Dr. Dre as well. It's good. Like I said, he's a good singer, Anderson .Paak. And I don't think he misses with the features, man. I think he does his thing. I like him. His album, Oxnard and Ventura, those two albums that he brought out last year, if you haven't heard those albums,
he said go. Oxnard.
Oxnard.
That's not English.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I think it's a place, but Oxnard and Ventura, go check those two albums out.
Oxnard is a place. I heard it on Big Bang Theory. I just can't remember where.
Yeah. So those two albums, if you haven't heard those, go check those out. After that, there's a song called Farewell. There's another one of those songs I ain't like.
I don't remember it, so there you go.
But this is a little stuff. This is the reason why I didn't like this song. That singing shit that he did on the hook is the reason why I didn't like that song, really. I mean, his verses were decent on the joint, but it was just something I just couldn't really get into. He had some bars on his joint, though. He had some bars on here. But again, that's a song that either I could do without. It's hit or miss. I could do without it. Ricky Rax is who produced that joint with them. Whatever. The next song on the list, number 18, is No Regrets featuring Don Toliver. And that's that.
I like this shit.
That was that No Regrets joint. I like that one too.
I like this shit.
You know, this was another one of those songs where he was sticking to his topic. He won't just spitting. He had a topic to the song and he wanted to really put it in there and get a good track out of that. So I like that. And then closing out the album, not the outro, I'm sorry, but the last song of the album was I Will with Slaughterhouse, King Crooked, Royce da 5'9", Joel Ortiz. I love this song too. It's another one of those ones where you got all the spittles on the joint and you just going. Love this song. You remember that one right there?
Yes.
I love this song. That's probably my, I'd say third, maybe second or third. What did I say my favorite joints was? What's your favorite joints on here?
First off, my favorite would have to be the intro, just because it's just him spitting real quick.
Right.
It's just, you know, one verse of him to set the album. I love that. I love that shit. And then, like, I don't know. I got the album list in front of me, but Okay. Not like I know the names, but okay. You gonna learn? I like unaccommodating after Young M.A. because I think whoever that is, whoever you are, you fucked up the track. Eminem had to cover for you and spit nothing but fire after that. You know, the Ya-Ya joint, that was fire.
Yeah.
Me personally, I really liked the album.
It was just one or two songs that you...
Yeah, like, I hated the Stepdad joint. There was something else on there I probably really didn't like, but yeah, other than that.
Farewell joint. But my favorite tracks on the joint was, of course, the Ya-Ya joint. That was my favorite. Godzilla with Juice WRLD. Darkness, I like that one. The intro. And then I go with the I Will joint. And No Regrets, I like that one too. So, all in all, if you had to get an album, a letter grade or something, would you give it?
I don't know how to do letter grades.
Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, then nigga, what the fuck?
I'm just saying, in high school we didn't give letter grades.
Oh,
that's why I don't know how to give one. We did numbers.
Oh yeah, you went to school in New York.
My yeah.
Yeah.
On
a scale of 1 to 10.
On a 1 to 10, I'll give it a 7.
7.
I'll give it a 7.
Okay. For those who don't know, I do the juice box scale. You give it between juice boxes 1 to 5. Because I know you want to know if this album got the juice. I'm going to get his joint a 4 out of 5 juice boxes that's freshly squeezed, okay? Go get that. You ain't going to be thirsty once you finish listening to this album. It's good.
Yeah, just skip the first verse on song number 2.
You ain't got to skip the whole song. Just skip the first verse
on song number 2. I wish I could give you the minutes and the seconds it was on.
Nah, man, some people might like Young M.A., man.
I can give you the minutes and the seconds it was on so you can skip that.
They might go and they might
skip that bullshit.
They might be like, yeah, the face that he is giving me right there.
Because I'm sitting there not understanding anything that person said. It made no sense. It made no sense.
It said, "What up, Marshall? I'm a Martian. I'm in Wayne mode. I'm in, you know, because Lil Wayne always say he a Martian.
Okay, so she's in Wayne mode, that.
Right? And then it's neck wet, big drip. So I guess they talk about the chain. She's got the big ass chain on her, Joe. So her neck wet. Check the drip. She in rain mode. You know what I'm saying? You gotta check the drip. They in rain mode. Then it says 8 niggas, 8 hitters. I take 8 souls. Collect pesos, and I'm paid. So self made goes. So I'm guessing she got 8 people with her. So they gonna kill 8 motherfuckers because everybody gotta catch a body. And they collect pesos and they pay, so it's self-made goals. It ain't they out here posting pictures of other people saying goals. They are the goals. Other people post pictures of them because they the goals. So I understood what they were saying. It's just the shit was whack.
You know, it's really bad when he has to slowly break it down for me because I don't get it.
Like,
maybe I'm slow.
No, you ain't slow. This shit just whack. Like, it's just whack. Like, she could have said all of that in a better way. Like, it's just whack.
And then, first off, fuck all that. What about the rest of the shit that wasn't on beat?
That was the shit that wasn't really on beat.
Ain't nothing she said was on beat.
Yeah, everything that was said was not on beat.
Did Dre give her a different beat?
I don't think so.
You should have said yes. Maybe that would have helped. It's like, shit.
That song wasn't produced by Dre. That one was produced by M and Tim Sobey.
Okay, so maybe Dre gave her the beat and said, nah, bitch, you can't fuck with this. I'm taking this away.
Tim Sobey was on this one. That's who produced this track. And Louis Rizzo was on the keyboards. And some additional mixing done by Mike Strange.
Okay, while Eminem spit flawless on it. Because he probably laughed like, yeah, we're going to give you this beat. We're going to take this other beat away. And you're going to sound like shit. I don't believe he would do that.
Nah, man. I think
you suck because you suck.
I don't think he would intentionally sabotage this girl.
No, I don't think he would either. I think she sucked because she sucked.
I think he put her on the track because maybe he felt like she was good.
He put her on the track because that's what the younger generation likes because they don't have no bars. So when he spit bars, they'd be like, oh, Eminem is trash. Listen to this hot fire. You ain't got to listen to the second verse. Just listen to the first. While the niggas who know how to spit, but like, skip the first verse.
Yeah. But that was our recap of the Eminem album, man. We suggest you go listen to it. It's a pretty good album. He gave it a 7 out of 10. I gave it 4 out of 5 juice boxes. So.
Well, nigga, if you asked me for juice boxes, I would have gave it a 4 too.
Oh, my bad.
You asked me for a grade.
Whoa. Juice boxes are my thing, dude. It's my thing.
It's a podcast thing, motherfucker.
Okay. We'll give it to the podcast, dude. But that's my thing.
Shit.
Okay. Juice boxes.
4, motherfucker.
All right. So we give 4.
There's only a handful of songs that I...
Yeah. 4 out of 5 juice boxes.
You know? He got 20 tracks on there.
You hear him out here, baby, just trying to take my juice boxes?
No.
It's a podcast thing.
No. It's a podcast thing.
You know, with the juice shit. Boxes. You ready to get into this would you rather, bro?
Come on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Would you rather be compelled to sign off of every phone conversation with "it ain't no thing," or be involuntarily tagged on what? My liege at the end of each of your sentences. So when you end every phone conversation, you gotta end it with "nah, bruh, it ain't no thing." Or you gotta involuntarily end all of your sentences with "my liege."
It ain't no thing.
It ain't no thing. You don't wanna say "my liege" to everybody.
No, you might be saying it to the wrong one who's gonna think something.
Be like, okay, my liege. Nah. I'm saying you're giving people the highest compliment.
Nah, it ain't no thing.
It ain't no thing.
Ain't no thing.
Like, all right, I gotta go. It ain't no thing. Like, what are you? Like, how old are you if you saying there ain't no thing?
I don't even care. I'm gonna be bowing down. My liege. Nah.
Oh, man. So.
My turn?
Yeah, your turn.
Would you rather be on a reality show or punch everyone who has been?
I'd rather punch everybody that has been on a reality show. I would just want to go and punch motherfuckers who's been on a reality show.
Of course you would. But
what?
Think about it like this. You could be the Miz who made the best out of being on a reality show.
Right.
Now he got his own goddamn reality show.
Right.
I'm just saying. Everybody ain't the Miz. I know that. We know that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Would you rather always have a flounder in your left hand?
A fish flounder?
Yeah, a flounder, a fish in your left hand. Or have the voice in your head that sounds like Jar Jar Binks.
Give me the flounder because I'm gonna slap people all day with the flounder.
Just always having a flounder in your left hand. Just,
yeah. I don't want Jar Jar Binks fucked up ass in my head. Nah. It's like I had a nigga say, "me so horny" or some like, nah, I'm good on that.
It's the voice in your head. It'll say whatever you want it to say.
I'm just saying. You think. But it's just the fact that his voice.
Saying he's so horny. All right, man. What you got?
Would you rather eat a cube of dry ice or a heaped bowl of fried afterbirth?
Fried afterbirth?
That's what it says.
Damn, bro. That's the dried ice gonna burn the fuck out of your mouth. You ain't gonna be able to eat after that. Afterbirth.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. What is afterbirth? Is that like the blood?
I'm thinking placenta and whatever else comes out after the baby's born.
Next question.
But it said it's fried. You can cook it. Fried afterbirth. So you can fry that bitch.
Can I put hot sauce on it?
Yo.
Can I dip it in some ketchup?
It says fried, so I assume yes.
I would go with the fried afterbirth, okay. Then, so I can live to eat another day.
Yes, that means
that's disgusting.
All right, next one on you.
Would you rather be incredibly charming to every woman you ever meet, but only when discussing bowel movements? So you're incredibly charming, but only when discussing bowel movements. Or would you rather have an infallible pickup line, but only with Fuddrucker employees? So your shit never fails when you picking up Fuddrucker's employees.
So give me the pickup line.
You want the pickup line?
Yeah.
So you don't want to be charming, but only with discussing bowel movements?
Yeah. Why would I want to be charming when I'm just taking a shit?
When you're discussing bowel movements. So you charming when you talk about taking a shit. Like, this is the best shit I ever had, babe. Think about this shit. When do you want to come take a shit like this with me? Me and you, we can take shits together for the rest of our lives. It'll be amazing. Come on.
Okay.
All right, what you got? That
was stupid. Oh, this is easy for me. Would you rather lose an arm or lose a leg? I already know the answer for me.
Oh, man. I'll take an arm.
Exactly.
They can give you the little prosthetic joint. Little, they got the robotic joint there. I give me a super side.
I don't even care about that. I just want to walk straight. I just want to walk straight. Fuck all that shit.
You wild, bro.
No, I'm not wild. I want to walk straight. You know how many people are going to make fun of you? You walk funny down the street?
Okay. Would you rather date Meryl Streep or Britney Spears?
Seriously, that's a question?
That's a question.
Britney Spears.
Meryl Streep, dog? I'm rolling with that old lady. I like Meryl Streep.
Nah, because Britney, I ain't no attachments with that. Fuck all
she
that.
I like the old lady. I want that old lady.
Okay, you can have that old lady.
Meryl Streep is amazing. I like Meryl Streep. You ever seen her in The Devil Wears Prada?
Yeah.
That's my movie.
Yes. You'll be fucking dust.
That's my movie.
I don't give
her old sex. Yeah. She old as shit.
Yeah. Give me Britney in that wet. Nah. When her mom will let me skeet, so that's perfectly fine.
Nah, that's good. I'm good on that Britney Spears, dog. You go ahead. See, like she been passed around.
That's like every bitch out there.
Yeah.
How many times has Meryl Streep old ass been passed around?
We don't know.
Exactly.
We don't know Meryl Streep's body count. You don't talk bad about Meryl Streep, okay?
Just because you don't know the body count don't mean it's not a body count. All right? You know Britney Spears' body count.
I'm good.
Meryl Streep had 50 years on that. Word up.
Yeah.
That's a funny ass question. Yeah. Okay. Would you have a, would you rather have a purple cloud of dust appear when you flagellate or make a foghorn sound when you pass gas?
I'll do the foghorn sound.
Me too, man. You gonna hear that shit.
Yo.
You gonna know. Don't you come over here. Don't you come over here. I don't want no dust coming out my ass. Get the fuck out of here. Some purple dust at that. Probably with some glitter in it. Get the fuck out of here.
Would you rather date someone with a sense of humor but no sense of self-worth, or date someone with a sense of empathy?
Say that again?
Would you rather date a person who has a sense of humor but no sense of self-worth, or date someone with a sense of empathy but no sense of balance? So the motherfucker's falling over. But they empathetic to everything that motherfucker say, like, yo. I understand. I'm sorry you feel that way.
Nah, give me the sense of humor.
So you want the person with the sense of humor, but the motherfucker's like low self-esteem?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I'm going to laugh regardless.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh regardless.
Yo, the person with no balance, though, that shit will be funny as fuck.
Nah, because after a while, you're going to feel bad. You're going to feel bad after it. For the first day or two, you're going to be like, that's funny. And then after a while, you're going to be like, damn, man. Like, I got to help this thing up every fucking time. Like, nah.
This is true.
Word up.
I got to help him up.
Yes. Okay. Would you rather be the laminator or Dr. Humidity?
The laminator or Dr. Humidity?
That's what it says.
I'll be Dr. Humidity. Because I would just come back and just make it extra humid around your ass. You just
make them sweat.
You laminate them. Laminating people could be dangerous, though. Like, you just... You had niggas sliding around in preserves and shit. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Oh, you're going to like the next one, but you can go.
Would you rather have invisible skin or see in strobe light?
Oh, God, give me the invisible skin. I don't want to be fucking looking at strobe lights my entire life. Like,
your
no.
whole life, no. You just have to You seeing in small pulsating
blinks. I'll just be invisible. Invisible. Fuck all that, man. Strobe lights. Okay. Would you rather date Pamela Anderson or double date Natalie Portman in her clone? I don't understand how that's a question. That's not even fair.
It's not fair.
But,
two bitches are better than one.
Two of the same bitch.
Two of the same bitch.
Instead of one who's got herpes or whatever the fuck she's got. We all know Pamela
Anderson got herpes?
Yes. You ain't know that? She got something.
Well, then give me
for
the bitch
fucking with Tommy Lee.
Well, give me the bitch who ain't got nothing then. Like, of course I'll take the bitches who ain't got nothing. What the fuck does Natalie Portman even look like?
You don't know what Natalie Portman look like?
Nah, I don't. Let me see something.
Dude, she's like the same age as us. Or the same age as me.
She's the same age as us? As you? So she's a fucking fossil? Oh, she's just a basic white bitch. She's just basic. She's just basic white girl. Okay, whatever.
I'm just saying.
What? She's an actress?
That's what she's doing. Yeah, man. Oh, okay. She's the reason that fucking Anakin Skywalker turned heel.
Oh, she is in the Star Wars movie.
Yes.
Okay. Well, good for her. Good for her. Good for her. How was I supposed to know, Nick?
Because you watched Star Wars, Nicka.
I did. She's just basic.
It doesn't matter if she's basic. You watched Star Wars.
I know.
You know who Natalie Portman is if you watch Star Wars.
Yeah, I know her now. I know who it is. I got you. I got it.
God damn, man. That aggravated me, just so you know.
Just so you know. Was in Avengers too. She was in Endgame.
Yes.
Okay. She looks like every other white girl though.
No, she doesn't.
I guess.
And she wasn't even in Endgame, technically.
She was in Thor. Okay.
Because that's Thor's bitch.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. I got you.
Oh, my God. You ever seen Heat?
I did see Heat.
She's in Heat.
She's in that movie?
Yes. Really? She's the daughter who tries to kill herself in the bathtub.
That's right. She is.
You ever seen The Professional?
Yeah, I seen that.
That's her very first movie ever.
Yeah, I seen that. Leon, The Professional. I got it. She was in Zoolander, too. Yep.
Nobody cares about that.
She was in all of the Star Wars movies. Yep.
Oh, so you just Googled her so you know what she played in, but you don't really know her. Shut the fuck up.
Now. Oh, she was the chick from Vendetta, too. Okay, all right.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, bro, you ain't got to get all, you know, uppity on me like this, bro.
I'm just like, damn, like, dude, she's been all over.
She was in Black Swan, too. Okay, I got you, okay.
A bunch of movies that I'm sure you've seen.
Right. All of these movies I have seen. I've seen all
but
of these.
But you didn't know her name? Just say you didn't know her name.
I didn't know her name. You're absolutely right. But she just looked like a basic white bitch to me. Now, would you rather have raspberry-scented body odor? So every time you sweat and you're underneath your arms and shit. Mm-hmm. Or would you rather have your hands function as a scanner?
What kind of scanner?
A scanner. Just, you know.
Because there's all types of scanners. You got x-ray scanners. You got...
We'll say for the purposes of scanners, like the scanner where you can scan, where you scan stuff in. Like when you, the scanner on a fax machine or something, like the paper. Like, when you scan your shit in and you save it as a JPEG.
Yeah.
Or a PDF.
Let me smell like strawberries. I ain't ever got to buy raspberries. I never have to buy deodorant ever again.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Would you rather have your own personal chef or your own personal barman? Someone to cook for you or someone to make your drinks? I already know for me.
We know you the one who just the drinks.
No.
Oh, you make your own.
How motherfucker is? So I ain't got to cook and my girl ain't got to cook?
Yeah, I like that chef idea. Yeah. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, you can tell them to cook something extra healthy because, you know, we're fat. Or we're getting fat. You know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. You know, people would think, oh, Matt's an alcoholic. He'll have... No, motherfucker. Fuck you. Whoever thought that. Asshole. Yes, I have a drink in my cup, and I'm calling you a fucking asshole.
Wow. Okay. Would you rather forcibly floss your teeth with barbed wire? Or bob for apples in a deep fryer. That's on.
What?
That's what it says, dude.
Well, I'm not putting my face. Is the deep fryer turned on?
I said that's on. Yeah.
Oh, nah. 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 I'm not burning my face off.
Bobbing for apples.
For real.
That's crazy.
Okay. Here's a fucked up one for you. Notice live maggots in your Milky Way after eating two bites. Yeah. Or find a few fingernails at the bottom of your Caesar salad. This is a lose-lose situation. Just pick one.
I'll go with the fingernails at the bottom of the salad.
Yeah.
Because maggots in my motherfucking candy bar. Ugh.
That's fucked up.
That's crazy. Would you rather date someone with razor-sharp wit, so they're witty as hell, or someone who has a vibrating tongue?
What? Say that again?
Razor sharp wit. Like they're witty, funny, mm-hmm. clever. Or someone with a vibrating tongue.
Give me the vibrating tongue.
You nasty.
I'm gonna rock worlds. So anybody that ever breaks up with me, they will remember what they're forgetting.
Nasty.
I don't give a shit.
All right, what you got?
Okay. Be proposed to on a jumbotron at a baseball game, or be divorced on the jumbotron at a baseball game.
Go proposed.
Of course, who the fuck wants to get divorced on the jumbotron? Right, yeah. Stupid question, but they asked it.
Would you rather be able to work out by just thinking about it? Or...
What?
Yeah, work out by just thinking about it. So, like, anytime you think I'm working out, you're actually working your body out.
Putting it... Okay. Or
eliminate the need to work for a living altogether.
Eliminate the need to work out, to work all together.
Yeah. Eliminate the need to work for a living. So, yeah, I'm definitely, if I ain't got to work for a living no more, and I'm just getting money, yeah. I sit at home all day.
Okay, this one's not so easy. Have the power to end all wars or end world famine. For me, end world famine.
Yeah, I'll go with that. I'd go with that too. Just end world famine. Yeah. Because motherfuckers will find shit to fucking bitch about.
Yes. Yes.
Like you in the wars, they might not be having the wars, but these motherfuckers still arguing all the goddamn time. Don't nobody care.
Yes.
Like go eat some shit, nigga. Okay. Would you rather use Tabasco sauce for eye drops?
Okay, or...
or rub a steak knife against your gums?
Give me the steak knife against my gums, because I need to see. Okay. I need to see. That's some fucked up shit you just gave me. That's
it's on the same
way. I'm just saying. I know it is, but I need to see.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather fight 3,000 butterflies or one bobcat?
I'll go 3,000 butterflies. I think I could take the butterflies.
Yo, give me the bobcat. Because all I got to do is stab you once. I just got to stab you once. 3,000 butterflies, who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? They're coming from all angles. They can get everywhere.
Yeah.
Nah, give me the bobcat. I just gotta stab you once. That's it.
Would you rather have a lake named after you or have a popular children's multivitamin shaped in your image? So like the Flintstone vitamins, you got Flintstone vitamins be shaped like you, or you want a lake named after you?
Give me the lake.
Lake Matthew.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me the lake.
Lake Matt.
You know how you can stop making a vitamin. You can't stop making a lake unless it dries up. You know how long it's going to take for that lake to dry up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good shit. That's good shit.
Spontaneously combust.
Ooh.
Or spontaneously turn into Elizabeth Taylor.
Why would I want to turn into Elizabeth Taylor?
I'm just telling you, that's what the card says, man.
Do I turn back if I turn into...
It don't say. I'm going to say no.
Well, I still take that because I'm living. Because I don't want to combust. That means blow up. I'm good.
See, for me, it's kind of hard. Because you're eventually going to get fucked. You know, I'm just saying.
Like you in control now. You can turn motherfuckers down.
Just as No, just because you say no doesn't mean it means no. You know, motherfucker, especially in her day.
He's going to rape you. Man. Would you rather shave your left eyeball with a Gillette sensitive razor? So, shave your left eyeball with a razor.
Or
pour a gallon of boiling hot water down your throat. These are horrible. I'm sorry.
You're asking me how I would kill myself or blind myself. That's all I heard.
Well, the boiling hot water down your throat ain't necessarily going to kill you. That don't mean it's going to kill you, but...
It probably will.
It'll fuck your whole shit up.
It's probably going to kill you.
Yeah.
Give me the boiling water.
All right.
Oh. Okay. Have a hand-eye coordination of the world's greatest table tennis player, or the reaction of the Roadrunner.
I'm going with the reaction of the Roadrunner.
Me too.
That dude was quick.
You couldn't hit him with nothing. You
couldn't fuck with
him. Nothing.
Nothing.
That's not even fair. They gave you that question, but I'm getting all the questions of which way I would kill my fucking self.
Okay. Would you rather have a head that reflects light like a disco ball, or puff up,
or whoa, puff? Whoa, whoa, whoa! Start over.
Would you rather have a head, so your head reflects light like a disco ball,
or
you puff up like a blowfish whenever you sense danger?
Give me the danger.
I would want you to have the danger thing, too. So when I see your ass puffing up, like, oh, we got to get the fuck up out of here.
Give me the danger. Fuck all that.
Yo, we got to get the fuck up out of here.
Yes. So I know, too. I need to get the fuck up out of here. Stick
back. Yeah. We going on an hour and five, man. You good?
Oh, you're going to answer these last two questions.
Okay.
Fall asleep on a hot grill for a half hour, or have your tonsils vacuumed out?
You don't need your tonsils anyways. Have them vacuumed out.
That's going to hurt.
It's going to hurt like hell.
But okay.
You don't need them shits. Would you rather marry an ugly rock star or a hot garbage woman? So she's sexy, but she a garbage woman. So she come home every day smelling like, you know.
Give me the garbage woman. She can take a shower.
Right. Okay. You can't fix ugly.
Gotcha. No. Okay. Would you fight to the death 100,000 sloths or 80 penguins? Sloths are slow as fuck, as we know.
Yeah, I could get the sloths. I think I could take the sloths. I'm going to get tired after a while, but I could take the sloths.
Penguins. You ain't even got to get tired. Just, you know, run a little bit to take 10-5 steps.
Take a few out. Then come back.
You know, go run in there, kick one or two, run back out, take 5 minutes to breathe, go kick two more. Yeah. Those are my questions.
All right, man. You got anything else for the people, bro?
Nah, man. Hit that Facebook group up. Unless you like hearing shit like this.
Yeah. This shit is pretty funny, though. But we appreciate you guys, as always, listening to the podcast, man. Go check out that Eminem album if you haven't already. For those who don't like Eminem but like Young M.A., go check out some projects that she got.
No, you need to re-listen to the Eminem album. And rethink what you're going through, because something's wrong.
For those people who do like Young M.A., we apologize that she sucks on the track. It just wasn't her day. Maybe she's got better music out there. I haven't heard it. This doesn't make me want to go check her out.
I won't.
But if you like Young M.A.,
as much shit as I talk about other rappers, when it comes to Eminem, when they rhyme with him, they step their game up. Y'all know I hate Nicki Minaj. She stepped her game up when she hopped on the track with M.
Right.
Lil Wayne stepped himself up several times when he got on the track with Eminem. Cardi B will never be on the track with Eminem.
Never say never, man.
Shoot. M ain't having that.
Never say never.
I believe in M.
You believe in M?
I believe in M.
Yeah, M didn't work with some people now.
She's got to pay him $1 million to hop on the track.
M didn't work with some people now.
M ain't going to work with that.
Now, if I told you right now that there is a song that got Cardi B, Eminem on it, what would you say?
She paid $1 million for M to get on that track.
Nah, man. I don't know. You know, she does have an album supposed to be coming out. We never know who she'll have featured on that. Okay. She has some people on her last album, too.
He's like, I don't care. That ain't him. Has Jay-Z been on the track with her?
Jay-Z don't do tracks with people like that.
Exactly, because Jay-Z knows she's trash.
I don't know, man.
Jay-Z don't do tracks with niggas that are trash.
He's done, like, 3 tracks with Future, though.
Yeah, but how much did he get paid?
I don't know.
Exactly.
He be doing Khaled favors, man.
Yeah, but he's getting paid.
Yeah, he was doing Khaled favors.
I'm just saying, he's getting paid.
He did a whole album with Beyonce.
That's his wife. That's different. He fucked up. He had to pay for that. He had to pay for that. He fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yo. Again, man, we appreciate you guys listening to the podcast. Hit that Facebook group up. Hit that Twitter and that Instagram up, man. We appreciate you guys. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. That's my homeboy, Matt.
Yep.
I am, man. That's why I watch Slicker. And we out.
We out.